T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Thursday, February 7th. I'm Mitch Levy, and here's what's happening. The mother of a woman whose body was found stuffed into a suitcase says her daughter feared that, in her words, someone is going to kill me. Valerie Reyes told her mother that she was scared and feared for her life, but never told her why she had the feeling. Family and friends held a vigil in her hometown of New Rochelle tonight to remember Valerie. She had gone missing January 30th. Valerie was identified Thursday, 2 days after her body was found stuffed into a suitcase and dumped on the side of the road in Greenwich, Connecticut. Governor Cuomo is telling New Yorkers to pick your poison. Congestion pricing or a big hike in fares and tolls for subways, buses, bridges, and tunnels. Cuomo told a luncheon that congestion pricing is the best way to address gridlock while raising money for transit improvements. He estimates that congestion tolls could raise up to $1 billion annually. He warns that the MTA would have no choice but to hike subway and bus fares by as much as 30%. Still no verdict in the trial of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman on this, the fourth day of deliberations. The real surprise today at the courthouse was the arrest of a man at the Brooklyn courthouse claiming to be a relative of a Guzman family. U.S. Marshals eventually moved him to another courtroom, and then he was let out in handcuffs. Authorities say the man, identified as Rene Martinez, was wanted on an outstanding warrant. Guzman's attorney says Martinez is not a relative, but rather an imposter. By the way, jury will resume deliberations on Monday. Seems some of Lenny Dykstra's neighbors in Linden, New Jersey, have had it with what they claim are piles of garbage, fights, and people coming and going at all hours of the day and night. Residents of Stockton Circle have even taken him to court. They claim the disruptions and noise continues. Dykstra's answer? The former Met star tweeted out a link to Mr. Rogers singing, "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" A veterinarian who surgically implanted liquid heroin in puppies on behalf of Colombian drug traffickers has been sentenced to prison here in New York. Officials say Andres Lopez Elores received a 6-year sentence after pleading guilty in September to conspiring to import heroin into the United States. One of the pups went on to become a drug detection dog named Heroina. Sometimes fights break out in the oddest of places, and in particular, this case of a bingo parlor at a Canadian nursing home. Apparently, a 79-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman began arguing over the game seat. The two got physical and it escalated into a larger brawl with other nursing home residents. Cops were called and calm was restored. There were no injuries, no arrests, and the game went on as planned. The 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and damp with some rain tonight going down to 42. Morning clouds tomorrow, clearing by afternoon, going up to 55. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.